By the way, I also met with President Carter. You know, the interesting thing about this, I met with Carter for the purpose of being briefed on the SALT II treaty with Russia to deal with nuclear arms limitation talks.
Whoa.
Okay.
Okay.
I was there, I met with President Carter and I met with his cabinet. Mm-hmm. I was there for 3 days. I was briefed heavily on the arms limitation talks. No, it was 1977. I was just taking the job in the Spanish Open, in the Office of Spanish Speaking Affairs. Mm-hmm. And I learned all about dealing with Russia.
Oh my God.
And I became very interested in this. But the thing that happened at the meeting was that when I had a chance to talk to President Carter, because, you know, first you go through all the briefing and all that, then you get a few minutes with the president to talk to. And I had a chance to talk to everybody ahead of me was saying, thank you, Mr. President, we will work with you, we'll cooperate you, blah, 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 you know. Mm-hmm. And then they check the hand and walk away. And I walk up to the president and I said, President Carter, I need to talk to you about human rights in Latin America. And he looked at me kind of like, what, you know? And he says, I'd like to talk to you about human rights in Latin America. That was at the time that, you know, all the problems were going in Latin America.
Civil
wars and all mm-hmm. that. And he looks at me, kind of, he didn't expect that coming out of the blue. I mean, I was there to talk about the SALT treaty.
Yeah.
And I said, and he says, just a second. He asked me to stand aside, and people kept on going. And then when he got finished, he turned around to me and says, Do you want to talk about it? I said, yes, you know, this is what's going on. And I don't know where the United States really stands on this whole issue, and you know, the United States has been supporting reactionary governments, and I think we need to do something about that. And we started talking, okay? And he called somebody from his staff, the SLAs, to me, and we work from then on, writing letters back and forth and phone calls to talk about human rights in Latin America. So, in some of the policies began to change. I'm not saying that I did it.
And then,
okay, no. Some of the policies began to change.